Duggar playing in his 35th game of the season with Wisconsin Rapids, and a pretty good sample size to have a batting average just above 300. 301 and 103 at-bats. OPS just above 850 as well at 851. 1-1. This is well outside for ball two. With him coming into yesterday's game and not even recording a hit or an actual at-bat, it did snap a three-game hitting streak for Cashel. That spanning from the pinch-hit homer off the bench against Kalamazoo against Friday into both Green Bay games over the weekend. The 2-1 off-speed misses at the top of the zone for 3-1. Duggar, three homers, 16 driven in on the season. Nearly the same amount of walks to strikeouts, 17 walks and 22 Ks. He's been hit by a pitch seven times. The 3-1. Driven in the air, deep to right, but well foul. 3-2, two down, runners on first and second. Lordoy at the two bag and Buchanan at first will be taking off on the pitch here for Miles Henson. Team on the pitch clock. Here's the full count delivery, and this is outside for ball four. Six-pitch walk to Cashel Duggar. The bags are juiced for the designated hitter, Kyler McIntosh. The Alabama State Hornet playing in his 43rd game as a position player this season. A two-way player is McIntosh, making four outings out of the Rafter bullpen. He's a 283 hitter and 138 at-bats. As the opening day shortstop, at least the home opener here at Winter Field. First pitch to McIntosh, a fastball that's right in there for a called strike. The 0-1 is ruled foul down the third baseline. The bases loaded this year. McIntosh has driven in seven runs and eight at-bats, being a 250 hitter. Also with runners in scoring position at two down, he's hitting 478 in 23 at-bats. The 0-2. Breaking ball in the air, left field, tailing foul. Tomas Lee giving it a chase. Out near the Rafter bullpen, it's going to hang up enough for him to make the catch and retire the side. Rafters plate one, but leave the bags juiced here in the first inning. We head to the top of the second. 1-0 Wisconsin Rapids right here from Winter Field on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Camping, America's pastime. The fresh air, the lack of phone signal, and the ability to relax with a cold beer by the fire. Then the next day, not the best. Don't drag yourself out in the cold to make your family a healthy breakfast. Recover and call El Cafe and order a family-style breakfast to go. Scrambled eggs, ham, bacon, or sausage. Toaster pancakes with hash browns, and all of this is $8 a person. Call El Cafe at 715-887-2233 for a meal the whole family will love and a day of recovery for you.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles from opening day to all those summer nights. You'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
Midday Magazine, talk radio that speaks with you, not at you. Join the conversation 4 to 5 Monday through Friday as we discuss local issues, events, and more. We'll be here interviewing some of your favorite local people. And find the podcast at civicmedia.us. Midday Magazine, a dialogue like no other. Only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Okay, Natalie to lead things off in the top of the second inning. First pitch swinging in the air to center field. That is Aiden Teal. Backing up to make the catch for the first out of the inning. One pitch, one out for Tristan Krusenberry from historic Witter Field. It's the Rafters 1 and the Mud Puppies nothing. And Yakima returning to you here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, or on your Civic Media apps for locally grown radio. The left fielder, Tomas Lee, hitting from the left side. First pitch from Krusenberry misses outside for ball one. Lee reached in two of his three plate appearances yesterday, singled and scored in the second, also walked an inning later in the third. The 1-0 fastball on the outside corner from Krusenberry is called a strike. Another right-handed bat on deck, the second baseman, Cooper Nicholson. Lee taps the 1-1 delivery foul straight back behind home plate. It's now 1-2. Two hits in that first inning for Wisconsin Rapids. A leadoff double from Aiden Teal and an RBI single from Walker Buchanan. 1-2, got him chasing down in the dirt. Two up, two down. That's Krusenberry's first punch out of the ballgame. Aiden Teal, that was double number 11 of the season. Cooper Nicholson hit ninth and played short yesterday for Minnesota. 1-for-3, singled in the sixth, that being just his fifth hit of the season. The first pitch fastball from Krusenberry missing outside for ball one. It'll be the 8-9-1 spots due up for Rapids in the bottom half of the second inning. Go Branson, Bazidlo, and Teal. 1-0 delivery on the outer half, called a strike to even the count. Raptors looking not only to sweep the series, but the homestand with Fond du Lac coming to town tomorrow. 1-1 misses outside on a fastball for ball two. Krusenberry looking to work a clean inning after having to leave two on the bags an inning ago. 2-1 bounced in, three balls and a strike the count now. Krusenberry walked the leadoff batter, Harrison Bowman, on seven pitches. And then Josh Dykoff out of the cleanup spot on six tosses. It is 3-1 on the Iowa Central Community College product, Cooper Nicholson. The next pitch swung on and missed into the glove of Cashel Duggar for strike two. 3-2, two away. In the top of the second inning. The payoff from Cruz. Bounced in for ball four. It's a six-pitch walk. Two-out base runner here for Minnesota in the second. Rafter fans, your place to stay this summer when coming into the Rapids area to watch the Rafters, if you still want to get in for that final homestand, is the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids, offering a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free homestyle breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. Cobblestone also welcomes four-legged companions in your stay this summer. Bring your family pets to the Wisconsin Rapids area. They're covered at the Cobblestone. Big city quality. Small town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. It is the shortstop Gavin Shocker from Maryville University. Did not see him in the lineup yesterday. Count on him begins 1-0. Next pitch from Krusenberry popped up third base side. That'll find the seats. New faces getting involved in the lineup here this evening for Minnesota. The available infielders, Minneapolis native, playing in his 17th game of the season. Long pause from Krusenberry, the 1-1. Hit in the air, third base side, drifting out near the rafter bullpen. It will be out of play. Five hits and 32 at-bats on the campaign for Shocker, making him a 156 hitter. Did have a two-hit ball game in the last one he played in, July 26th in Duluth. Two runs driven in on a pair of doubles. Shocker coming off his freshman season at Maryville. Krusenberry's 1-2. Runner takes off, misses low and inside. Duggar's throw down to second on a bounce. Cannot be picked up by Gobranson in safely as Nicholson. Count evens, two balls and two strikes. Shocker from the left side, top of the order for Minnesota on deck with Harrison Bowman. Yet another runner in scoring position for Minnesota in the early going. The payoff pitch from Tristan Krusenberry. This is upstairs, count now full. Rapids left the bases loaded in the bottom of the first. That being Jorge Degatti, or I should say Orlando Lordoy, Walker Buchanan, and Cashel Duggar. The 3-2. Hit on the ground, right side, glove by Gaz at first. He'll wave off Krusenberry and take it to the one bag himself in time to retire the side. Two scoreless for Krusenberry. He leaves a two-out walk on the bases. 8-9-1, do it for the Rafters in the home half of inning two right here on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When was the last time you reached out for help?
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Here we...
Aww.
What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
The shortstop, Tommy Gulbranson, to lead off the bottom of the second inning for Wisconsin Rapids, taking a first pitch breaking ball from Miles Henson, low and away for ball one. 1-0 Rafters, a run on two hits and no errors. No runs, no hits, and no errors for Minnesota. 1-0 off-speed delivery, tapped foul by Gulbranson to even the count. Andy Ockham returning with you here in the Witterfield press box on WFHR, and that foul tip back got on the hand of Ty Gleathert, the Mud Puppy catcher. He is halfway down the first baseline right now, writhing in pain. It'll be one of the members of that Minnesota coaching staff to give a look to one of their catchers. Have some time off here in between pitches, between the battle of Henson and Gulbranson. Rafter fans, this summer, the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau welcomes you and invites you to explore, reconnect, and relax in the Rapids area. For more information, check out visitwisrapids.com. Once again, check out visitwisrapids.com for more information on the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Looking across the Northwoods League on this fine Tuesday night. Got baseball and softball going on, and already a couple of finals with a doubleheader. Duluth and Rochester splitting a twin bill. Honkers taking game one 9-4. Duluth dominating in game two 10-3. Part of a doubleheader in Wausau. They got rained out last night against Kenosha. Were unable to finish their ball game. The Woodchucks winning 6-1. Braden Marks the win. Riley Peterson the loss. Currently top six at Bill Taunton Stadium, home of the Wilmar Stingers. They are in front of the Bismarck Larks, 11-7. High-scoring affair thus far. Wilmar 19-11 in the second half. Bismarck at 12 wins and 16 losses. Ty Gleathert is all right. Heading back behind home plate. Gets a nice round of applause from the Rafter faithful in attendance. And Tommy Gulbranson giving him a pat on the chest protector as well as he climbs back in for the 1-1 delivery. Chapman University prodigal Branson from Newport Beach, California. Playing in his fifth game with the Rafters this summer, just one hit in his first 12 at-bats. The 1-1. This is up and in for ball two. Cole Branson picked up his first hit as a Rafter in the last game he played in. Got the start at Green Bay on Sunday the 4th in a 16-8 win. Got a leadoff double to get on the board here in the Northwoods League this summer. Hanson to throw his 30th pitch of the ball game right here. 2-1 delivery in on the hands. Bloop to short. Jumping up is Shocker to make the catch. How about Gavin Shocker making the snag for the first out of the inning? It'll bring up the second baseman, Joey Bezidlo. Joey Bezidlo playing his fourth game as a Rafter. One for his first eight, has scored three times. First pitch. Breaking ball misses low for ball one. Got the first hit and lone hit he's had so far this summer in the first game he played in Sunday the 28th of July here at home in a 3-1 late victory over the Madison Mallards. That was an infield single for Bezidlo. The 1-0 breaking ball misses outside. Last went 0-for-4 at Green Bay on Sunday. Walked once and scored two runs. Out of the windup, Henson looks into Lethert for the signs. That fastball's right in there for a called strike. Elsewhere in the Northwoods League, top seven at ISG Field, the Mankato Moondogs being shut out at home. It is 4-0 St. Cloud. We'll talk standings as well where the playoffs sit for all the divisions entering tonight. Another fastball dialed on the inside corner for Henson to make it 2-2. Top eight in Battle Creek, the Battle Jacks lead the Rockford Rivets 4-1. Rockford with 10 hits, though. It's the 2-2 in the air, shallow right. That is Bowman calling off everyone, camping underneath it to make the catch. Two up, two down for Miles Henson. Back to the top of the card here with Aiden Teal. Bottom six at Port Arthur Stadium. Eau Claire leading the Thunder Bay Border Cats on the road, 5-1. Express entering today, 18 wins, 12 losses in the second half. Thunder Bay at 500 through 30 games at 15-15. Aiden Teal collected his 11th double of the season an inning ago. Later scored on an RBI base hit from his college teammate, Walker Buchanan. First delivery to him as a breaking ball bounced in for ball one. On ESPN Plus, top six at Turtle Creek Stadium, the Traverse City Pit Spitters trailing the Kalamazoo Growlers 2-0. That is a huge game for the Great Lakes East second half divisional title. The 1-0 driven in the air right field. Aiden Teal is 2-for-2. That's down for a hit. Gathering in right is Bowman. He'll fire in. It is a two-out single for Aiden Teal. And the batter is Jorge Degatti. Degatti drew a five-pitch walk back in the first inning. Softball action from Warner Park. The lacrosse team lead the Madison Nightmares at home 2-0 out on ESPN+. Madison entering tonight 15 wins. Or I should say that's lacrosse at 15-23. Madison at 25 wins and 16 defeats. Right and righty battle here. Henson returning to the stretch. First pitch to Degatti. This is outside for ball one. Two runs, two hits, and no errors for both the Waterloo Bucks and lacrosse loggers right now from Copeland Park. That ball game being in the bottom of the second. A couple of Great Plains East foes dueling it out here tonight. Runner takes off on the 1-0, misses up and in. Throw down to second from Lethert is not in time. Aiden Teal in safely and out in scoring position. That is stolen base number 18 for the Mahwah kid here this summer. Gotti, just like an inning ago, an opportunity with a runner in scoring position. Henson looks back to second, walking Teal to the bag as the 2-0 misses up and in. Almost hits to Gotti, and time called from the home plate umpire Dylan Collins. He's going to say it did. Runners will be on first and second. Jorge Degatti aboard for the second time in as many innings. And it brings up Orlando Lordoy. Hanson gave up two an inning ago. Is in danger of giving up more here in the second. Lordoy, an inning ago, reached on a 6-4 fielder's choice. First pitch to him. This is up and outside for ball one. Now time called. Behind home from Ty Gleather, looking for a new baseball for the young right-hander. He'll now make his way out to the hill to chat it up prior to this 1-0 pitch. Minnesota, after this ball game, continuing their Wisconsin trip. Knowing that they're closing out the campaign strong, they head to Wausau for a pair with the Woodchucks. And they will finish the season in La Crosse against those Loggers. The 1-0. This is up and away, two balls, no strikes here on Lordoy. Lordoy, the yard card pick of Ben Fonte. That's right, he's in the spot of Dawson Wolf for the yard card challenge, the final four games of our season here. Go through the rest here in a minute as the 2-0. Breaking ball misses downstairs. I have gone with Landon Gass. Aiden Teal for Abby Look. Griffin Furkus, our director of marketing, going with Walker Buchanan. Cashel Duggar, the selection over on the TV side for Cullen Kapoor. And Joe Diedrich taking Jorge Degatti, thinking it is the time for Jorge to hit his first home run at Witterfield this season. Not just this season, but in his Raptor career, as the 3-0 pitch misses high for ball four on Orlando Lordoy. The bases are loaded for Walker Buchanan, who had an RBI single an inning ago. For Buchanan this season, with the bases loaded, a 250 hitter and four at-bats. As the first pitch, fastball is right in there for a called strike. Runners in scoring position at two outs for Walker. 22 trips to the plate, hitting 318. The 0-1. Fastball in the air, shallow right. Drawing out the second baseman, Nicholson, as well as the first baseman, Smoot, but it's down. Two runs will score. Buchanan will retreat to first. It is a two-run single. And Walker Buchanan has driven in all three Raptor runs here tonight. They're on the corners here for my yard card pick tonight, Landon Gass. Gass had a couple runners on an inning ago, went down looking against Miles Henson. First pitch to land it. Breaking ball missing down in the dirt for ball one. Duggar on deck, McIntosh to follow. 3-0 Rats early. The 1-0. Fastball fouled away down the first base side. Count now a ball and a strike. Walker Buchanan came through with the bag's juice. Let's see if Landon Gass can capitalize on an opportunity here as well. The 1-1. Runner takes off for second, misses high. The throw straight down to second, not in time. Lordoy breaking for the plate. The throw there is in time to get him. It'll be Landon Gass for a fresh count in the bottom of the third inning. The Raptors do plate a pair here in the third on a two-out, two-run bloop single from Walker Buchanan. It's 3-0 Rats through two innings. Here from historic Witterfield, you're listening to Raptor Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future. In a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do. Do play and laugh.
Those are so
do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes. And challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid. Or make decisions based in fear. Do it all with confidence and with.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Some researchers have explored the impact of melatonin-enriched milk on sleep because it comes from cows milked at night.
Ooh.
Night milk has been shown to improve symptoms of insomnia in some people.
Night milk. Yeah. We should try some night milk.
Night milk. Yeah.
I would love to actually talk to somebody who actually does this. If this is like a new avenue for milk growers.
How about milk producers,
I should say.
Yep.
Milk doesn't grow on trees. I learned that when I was 20.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on Locally Grown Radio.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the Carpenters Union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
First pitch of this top of the third inning to Harrison Bowman from Tristan Krusenberry swung on and missed for strike one. It's 3-0 Rafters here on WFHR. Next delivery missing up and in to even the count and a ball and a strike. Andy Occam, Locally Grown Radio, your one-stop shop for all 70 Raptor games this summer. Finds Wisconsin Rapids leading 3-0. 1-1 breaking ball swung on and missed. Count now a ball and two strikes. Bowman drew a 7-pitch walk against Krusenberry back in the first inning. No runs, no hits, no errors for Minnesota. 3 runs, 4 hits, and no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. The 1-2. Fastball missing low and outside. Walker Buchanan's driven in all 3 Raptor runs in the ballgame. An RBI single in the first inning. 2-run knock with 2 away in the last half inning. 2-2 breaking ball fouled back to the screen. We'll do it again. We'll get to play a full 9 against Minnesota tonight after only getting 6 innings yesterday prior to Mother Nature making her presence known here in the Rapids area. The 2-2. Swing and a miss into the glove of Cashel Duggar. Second punch out of the ballgame for Tristan Krusenberry is the first out of the third inning. Brock Larson, the left-handed hitting DH, popped out to the catcher Cashel Duggar a couple of innings ago. Larson from the University of Minnesota, Crookston. Pitch from Cruz, missing inside for ball one. 3 left on for Minnesota in the ballgame thus far. 4 for Wisconsin Rapids. They left the bags juiced in the first. 1-0 breaking ball swung on and missed to even the count at 1-1. Krusenberry now 54 pitches in 2 1/3 innings tossed. 1-1 on the outside corner, perfectly placed for a called strike. Tristan walked a pair in the first, walked one in the second. As the 1-2. Tapped foul straight back by Larson. Another 1-2 delivery coming here from the Owensboro, Kentucky native. Looking at the situational pitching this year. Krusenberry does well with runners on. The 1-2 misses high. With runners on base, hitters are batting .231 against Tristan. In scoring position, they're hitting .214. And then in scoring position with 2 away, they're hitting .348. As the 2-2 on the inside corner is there for a called strike. 2 up, 2 down, both by way of the K for Tristan Krusenberry here in the top of the third. Will Smoot The Newport, Minnesota native hitting from the right side will climb in here. Playing first base tonight for Minnesota, grounded out to Jorge Degatti in the first. The first pitch to Will Smoot, swung on and missed. Tristan went to the fastball, it's nothing and one. Smoot, a second-year Mud Puppy, played 14 games with Minnesota last year and now is playing his 21st game with the club here in 2024. One breaking ball, fouled straight back, count now at no balls and two strikes. Smoot has drawn a walk in seven straight games that he's played in, including two free passes last night. The 0-2. Fastball missing upstairs from Krusenberry. Count now a ball and two strikes. Landon Gaz, Cashel Duggar, Kyler McIntosh, 5-6-7, due up in the home half of the third for the Rafters. 1-2 breaking ball lined up the middle. Bezidlo to his right. He cannot flag it down. It is a two-out single off the bat of Will Smoot. Hit number one of the ball game for Minnesota brings up the left-handed hitting third baseman Josh Dykoff. Dykoff from Bluffton, Minnesota, similar to Brock Larson, coming to us from the University of Minnesota Crookston, playing in his 10th game of the summer here with the Mud Puppies. Gaz holding on the runner at first. Krusenberry begins Dykoff with a fastball that misses up and away for ball one. Three homers, 10 runs driven in for Dykoff on the season. Is a 316 hitter and 38 at-bats. Pause from Tristan. 10 on the pitch clock, the 1-0. Fastball missing up and in. Two balls, no strikes here on Dykoff. OPS just under 1,000 for Dykoff on the campaign at 997. Slugging 632, getting on base at a 366 clip. Prior to the 2-0, a pickoff move from Tristan over to first base. Dykoff went hitless yesterday. It was just the second time all season he's been held without a hit in a ball game. The 2-0 tapped foul down the first base line. Dykoff did reach in one of his three plate appearances, that being on a six-pitch walk in the third. At three consecutive two-hit games between July 19th and the 25th, at being at Mankato, at Waterloo, and at Duluth. Back-to-back games with a homer as well, that being on the 19th against the Moondogs and the 20th against the Bucks. Krusenberry peers over to first, not much of a lead there for Smoot as he comes set. The 2-1 swung on and missed. Tristan's battled back an even account here at two balls and two strikes. See if Smoot gets set here from first base on the 2-2. The payoff pitch home from the Rafter right-hander. Hit on the ground, that's going to clear the right side for a base hit. Smoot getting held at second. A couple of two-out knocks off Tristan Krusenberry for Minnesota here in the third inning. Brings up their catcher, Ty Leather. Leather to pop out to Jorge Degatti over at third base to retire the side. Back in the first, he is 0 for 1. Leather, his third summer here in the Northwoods League, the Woodbury, Minnesota native, spent five games in 2022 with the Waterloo Bucks, two hits and 12 at-bats in his time in Iowa. Pause for Krusenberry, the first pitch. This is up and away. Last year in 20 games with Minnesota was a .222 hitter in 72 at-bats. Five homers and 17 runs driven in the 2023 summer for Leather. The 1-0. The outside corner of that fastball is called a strike. So far this season, now this being the 20th game for Leather. Entering today with a .220 average. One home run, 13 driven in. Did get a hit last night here at Witterfield. The 1-1 fastball just misses the outer edge for ball two. Krusenberry stares into Cashel Duggar behind home plate. With seven on the clock comes set. The 2-1. Fastball in the air. Foul territory, right field side. That is the first baseman, Landon Gaz. Well out. Covered a lot of ground there to make the catch and retire the side. Couple of two-out knocks off Tristan Krusenberry here in the third, but they're both left on the bases. Three scoreless for the Rafter right-hander as we enter the home half of the third inning here from historic Witter Field on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this. Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people, the same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
It's Landon Gaz to lead off the bottom of the third for Wisconsin Rapids here at historic Witter Field. Remaining on the mound for Minnesota, the right-hander Miles Henson gets Landon to swing and miss at that first pitch breaking ball. 3-0 Rafters, 3 runs, 4 hits, and no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. No runs on 2 hits, and no errors for Minnesota in Game 2 of this series. 0-1 breaking ball, swing and a miss, count nothing at 2 on the Rafter first baseman. Andy Ockham returning to here in the Witterfield Press Box, Game 65 of our 70-game slate this summer on WFHR. The 0-2. Fastball missing up and away. A ball and two strikes. The count now on the UC Irvine Anteater. Gaz went down looking back in the first against Henson. Was up in the box in the second inning. But Orlando Lordoy caught trying to steal home after Walker Buchanan took off for second base. 1-2 from Henson. Misses low and outside. Gaz has worked the count even here at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nick Perry warming up in the Rafter bullpen. 3 shutout innings for Tristan Krusenberry here on this Tuesday night. 2-2 got him swinging. Henson went breaking ball. Gaz could not connect. Cashel Duggar drew a 6-pitch walk back in the first inning. Been a mainstay in this Rafter order behind home plate since joining the club in the middle of June. Him and Jack Matthew, quite the catching duo for the longest time before Jack got his contract purchased by the San Diego Padres. It's the first pitch. Breaking ball misses low for ball one. Out of the sixth spot here today is Cash. The 1-0. Off speed, foul tip into the glove of Leather to even the count at a ball and a strike. Going to get used to seeing the Rafters in these home whites to close out the season. As mentioned during yesterday's game, 5 of the final 6 battles this summer are right here at Witter Field. 1-1 fastball missing low and inside. Ball two on Casher Duggar. See him again tomorrow night against the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders. And for one last time, the road maroon uniform tops will be donned at Hare Baker Field Thursday evening. The 2-1. Fouled away down the third base side by Duggar off the topping of the grandstand. Count now 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rafters plated 1 in the first and 2 in the second. All runs driven in off the bat of Virginia Cavalier outfielder Walker Buchanan. The 2-2. That one runs inside and hits him. Cash reaching in each of his first two plate appearances tonight. The Rafters have a one-out base runner in the bottom of inning three. McIntosh flew out to left field to retire the side back in the first inning with the bases loaded. Kyler had been such a good hitter this season with the bases loaded and still is. And 8 at-bats hitting above 400. See, before he heads out of town, if Kyler gets one last appearance on the mound as well for the Raptors. The first pitch. This is outside for ball one. No, Kyler was talking to me today in the clubhouse saying his school starts on the 12th, which is less than a week from now. So, unsure if he will be here through the end of the season. He has been a guy in the clubhouse nearly since day one. As the 1-0 fastball misses upstairs. Was the starting shortstop in that home opener on Tuesday night, May 28th. Unfortunately, was pulled for the game in the third inning due to injury. Did not play again for another week, but has still been around Rapids for quite a while this summer. The 2-0 pitch is in there for a called strike, catching the zone low and outside. Did great things at Alabama State here this past spring. Played in nearly 50 games and hit well above 300. Prior to the 2-1, a pickoff move over to first base to give a look to Cashel Duggar. A 307 hitter and an 806 OPS as a Hornet in his third year of college baseball. The 2-1 misses up and in. Perfect hitter's count here for Kyler at 3 balls and a strike. McIntosh, second team all SWAC back in 2023. Conference of the Hornets. The 3-1. This is high for ball four. First time aboard here for Kyler McIntosh in the ballgame. It is a 5-pitch free pass. Tommy Gilbranson led off the previous inning with a hot shot liner to his shortstop counterpart, Gavin Shocker. Shortstop on shortstop crime for the first out of the second inning. One for 13 to begin his Rafter tenure is Gilbranson. McIntosh on first, Duggar on second. Nobody being held on as the first delivery to Gilbranson fouled on the ground down the third base side. See if Nick Perry gets the nod for the fourth inning. Tristan Krusenberry, 71 pitches through 3 innings, and I know the goal could be to start Tristan Saturday, bookending the season. He'll be the opening day starter and the starter in Game 70. A 1 breaking ball in the air, shallow right. Harrison Bowman, plenty of room to make the catch. Both runners will stay at their posts for the second out of the inning. They'll bring up Joey Bezidlo, who flew out to right field a frame ago. Native of Massachusetts from Eckerd College. A chance with 2 aboard and 2 down to add on to this Raptor lead. First pitch from Henson. This is upstairs for ball one. Top the order on deck with Aiden Teal. Raptors trying to get him to the plate for the third time in as many innings. 6-7-8 for Minnesota in the top of the fourth. A 1-0 swung on and missed a fastball that Bezidlo cannot connect with. It is a ball and a strike. 91-1. Breaking ball perfectly placed on the inside corner. Bezidlo backing off the plate. But does not get the benefit there from home plate umpire Dylan Collins. It's now a ball and two strikes on the Rafter second baseman. Two aboard, a two-strike count with two down in the bottom of inning three, the payoff pitch. Off-speed delivery missing up and away. Bezidlo's worked the count even at 2-2. Wisconsin Rapids looking to spark a three-game winning streak. They can come out victorious here tonight. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Bezidlo not expecting that outside corner fastball. Is down on strikes to retire the side. First time the Rafters are held off the board in an inning in the ball game. We're a third of the way home. Nick Perry jogging in from the Rafters stable to enter the ball game when we come back for the top of the fourth inning. It's the Rafters 3 and the Mud Puppies nothing right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents, kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that...
Hey everybody, glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Top four and a new pitcher into the ballgame for the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. That is the right-hander from Colorado State Pueblo, Nick Perry. Rats Mud Puppies here at Winter Field. Wisconsin Rapids leading Minnesota by a score of 3-0. Three runs on four hits and no errors for the Rafters. No runs on two hits. And no errors for Minnesota. Andy Ockham returning to you here on your FM AM dials at 97.5, 1320, or on the Civic Media app for Rafters Baseball. Thank you so much for spending your Tuesday night here with us on locally grown radio. Tristan Krusenberry's line is complete. Outing number 13 of the season for the right-hander. He went three innings, allowed two hits and no earned runs. Three walks, three strikeouts on 71 pitches. Center fielder for Minnesota, Caden Headley, leading off the inning with a bouncing ball to second base. Joey Bezidlo gloves and throws to first in time. 6-7-8 in the Minnesota order. Now at the seventh spot for the left fielder, Tomas Lee. Lee, a strikeout victim of Krusenberry back in the second frame. Rafters get their top of the order back up in the home half of this inning. Perry's first pitch. This is low for ball one. Nick worked just 2 days ago on Sunday, was the opener at Capital Credit Union Park against the Green Bay Rockers in that 16-8 victory. As he comes set getting the signs from Castro Duggar for the 1-0. Showing bunt is Lee, pulls back as that one misses upstairs. Perry threw just 5 pitches in the game on Sunday. 1-2-3, bottom of the first inning. That was his 14th outing of the season, this being appearance 15, right here, right now at Witter Field. 2-0 fastball misses upstairs, 3 balls, no strikes the count. Perry a 1-2 record with 2 saves, 18 and a third innings pitched entering the ballgame here tonight. Has a season ERA of an 8.84 and a 2.24 season whip. The 3-0. Fastball on the outside corner, that's called a strike. Last time he allowed an earned run here at home against Lakeshore on the 26th. Got the loss in that 12-10 defeat. 2 earned runs on 2 hits, 7 hitters faced. The 3-1 misses low for ball 4. It's a 5-pitch walk to Tomas Lee. He's aboard for the first time in the ballgame. Cooper Nicholson drew a 6-pitch walk back in the second. Second baseman for Minnesota this evening climbs into the right-handed batter's box. Long pause for Perry, first base side of the rubber. Starts Nicholson off with a fastball on the outside corner for a called strike. So that outing on Sunday being Nick's first start of the season. And made 12 appearances at Colorado Pueblo this past spring, 2 of them being starts. The 0-1 bounced in for a ball, back pick to second, not in time. It's a great throw from Castro Duggar. Landon Gaz applies the tag, and immediately to Jake Dunn, the first base umpire, says, "Where did I miss there?" Nonetheless, getting back in safely is Tomas Lee, and the count is now a ball and a strike on Cooper Nicholson. Had him leaning off first base, did Duggar, and made a great throw. Perry's 1-1. This is downstairs for ball 2. It's Gavin Shocker, the left-handed hitting shortstop on deck, and it's then back to the top of the Minnesota order. Perry gives a look to first, down in the count at 2 balls and a strike. Make it 3-1, that fastball missing low and outside. Rafters need to keep winning if they want to remain in the playoff chase. A handful of games back with only 5 to play. It's the 3-1 tapped foul by Nicholson right by the Rafter dugout, and it caromed into the third base dugout. How about that awkward bounce that it took right next to Rafter pitching coach Mike Spears? Everyone all right. Baseball now in the hands of Rafter relief pitcher Jacob Smoot, who's serving as the ball boy tonight. And he gets a good smile out of that one. A 3-2 here from Perry. Fastball ripped on the ground, left side of the infield, and it's through for a base hit. Lead a second. 2 aboard with 1 away, and the batter is Gavin Shocker. Shocker grounded out to the Rafter first baseman Landon Gaz to retire the side back in the top of inning 2. Minnesota last night played at 3 in the top of the second and led the ball game for a couple of innings. The Northwoods League 36-game traveling team now 4 wins and 24 losses on the season. Shocker, first pitch swinging into left field for a base hit. Runners are going to go station to station. Bases are now loaded with one down here in the fourth. Back-to-back hits there off Nick Perry. Flips the car to the top of the order with Harrison Bowman. Bowman in the ballgame, 0-for-1 in 2 plate appearances, drew a 7-pitch walk in the first, struck out swinging to lead off the third. Landon Gaz in on the corner at first base. The first pitch to Bowman, middle fastball count begins 0-1. Each team with 4 hits in the ballgame now. Wisconsin Rapids looking to hold on to this 3-0 lead. The 0-1. Off-speed missing out in the left-handed batter's box to even the count at a ball and a strike. The Rafters having 4 games here in the month of August out of their 10. against non-Great Lakes West opponents. Two here with the Mud Puppies and two here as well with the Kalamazoo Growlers. 1-1 misses low and outside for ball two. Kalamazoo and Traverse City currently playing right now, and those are the two teams contending for the second half divisional championship out of the Great Lakes East Division. Whoever ends up on top between those two will play the Rockford Rivets in the first round. 2-1 from Perry. On a line to short go Branson. He gets under his glove on a backhand on a tough hop. Two will come in to score, and it's just a one-run ball game here in Wisconsin Rapids. Second time aboard in the ball game for Harrison Bowman is a two-run single. To second base is Shocker, and the batter is Brock Larson. Larson 0-for-2 in the ball game, popped out to the catcher Cashel Duggar back in the first. Went down looking an inning ago against Tristan Krusenberry. No action in the Rafter bullpen. First inning of work here for Nick Perry. First pitch breaking ball to Larson, swung on and missed. Perry made him look foolish at that one. Count begins 0-1. Yesterday, three innings were thrown by Rafter pitching, and the other three were thrown by Rafter catching. Gabe Casso, the starting catcher last night, came in out of the bullpen to get the win. 0-1, laced in the air to left field. It's going to drop down in front of Walker Buchanan. Gavin Shocker getting the green light around third. He scores. It's an RBI single for Brock Larson. And just like that, it is a 3-3 ball game here in Wisconsin Rapids. Still one away. Runners on first and second for the first baseman of Minnesota, Will Smoot. Perry now 19 pitches thrown so far in the fourth inning. Not the way the Rafter coaching staff wanted this transition from Krusenberry to Perry to go. First pitch breaking ball to Smoot on the outer edge, called a strike. Smoot 1-for-2 in the ball game. Last time up, singled in the third. First at bat saw him ground out to the third baseman Jorge Degatti back in inning one. 0-1 off speed, catches the front door for a called strike. Nothing in two. Perry way ahead. We'll see if he buries a breaking ball here or attacks up in the zone with a fastball. It's back to second, does the little Elm, Texas native. He goes breaking ball, and it slowly rolled on the ground to short. Gobranson charging in. Gloves throw to first, draws Gaz off the bag. An infield single for Will Smoot, loading the bags for Josh Dykoff. Dykoff aboard in his two plate appearances so far tonight. Six-pitch walk in the first and singled an inning ago. Now three runs on seven hits for the Mud Puppies. Corners in, middle's back, the first pitch. This is low and inside for ball one. Back against the wall for Perry here entering out of the bullpen in the fourth inning. Has allowed three runs to tie. The 1-0. Missing upstairs on a fastball. Two balls, no strikes. The count here on the Mud Puppy cleanup hitter. Dykoff going to look for that fastball. Middle in, right where he wants it. Perry's next pitch. Fouled straight back, did go heater, but worked more on the outer third. Arm side run there for Nick. Count now two balls and a strike. The Mud Puppy catcher on deck is Tyg Lethert. Dykoff being the eighth hitter of the inning into the box for Minnesota. 2-1 in the air, shallow left. Drawing out Gobranson. Buchanan coming in. It is Walker Buchanan calling him off to make the catch. Everyone stays put. That is out number two here in the fourth inning. Tyg Lethert 0-for-2 in the ballgame. A couple of pop-outs on the infield. To third base to retire the side back in the first. And to first base to end the previous inning. Pitch fastball missing outside to the left-handed hitting Lethert for ball one.